Gas Networks Ireland on 1800 20 50 50. Visit gasnetworks.ie to screenshot the safety steps. Save them to your device and share with friends and family.
Your number one radio station across the region. You're listening to Midwest Radio.
Midwest Radio Bingo in association with Western Alzheimer's, where remembering us in your will helps to share the care on westernalzheimers.ie.
Radio Bingo!
Hi, down everybody. It's time for Midwest Radio Bingo for Friday, the 20th of December. Today we're playing for €300 on a yellow sheet and your numbers are 2 and 4, 24. All the 8s, 88. 7 and 5, 75. 6 and 5, 65. 3 and 2, 32. On its own, number 5. 1 and 6, 16. 4 and 3, 43. 5 and 0, 50. And 6 and 9, 69. If you fill a full panel, call 09496 30169 to claim your prize between 4 and 8 o'clock this evening. Yesterday's daily prize was shared by Pauline Kilduff from Knock. Pauline purchased a book from Centra in Knock. Peter Leonard from Ballinrobe. Peter purchased a book from Cara Boyle in Ballinrobe. And James Breheny from Ballymote. James purchased a book from Henry's Gala in Ballymote. They get €100 each. Next week's snowball game is worth at least €7,800. You can pick up your Radio Bingo books in the Westport area at Cavanagh Supervalue, Hoban Centra, Cara Boyle and Napa stores. You can also get your books online by going to midwestradio.ie or by calling us on 09496 30169. Today's numbers are once again 24, 88, 75, 65, 32, 5, 16, 43, 50, and 69. A very happy Christmas to all our Radio Bingo players.
Bingo!
Bingo!
Radio Bingo!
Midwest Radio Bingo in association with Western Alzheimer's, where remembering us in your will helps to share the care on westernalzheimers.ie.
The Goal Mile, supported by AIB, has been helping families around the world for over 40 years. This year, we are asking you to step up together with your community to continue one of Ireland's favourite Christmas traditions. Search AIB Goal Mile to see where you, your family and your friends can find your local Goal Mile event. AIB, for the life you're after.
The Tommy Maron Show with Westport Estate, home of Gracie's Pizzeria, where the brand new brunch menu is packed with seasonal dishes full of fresh locally sourced ingredients ideal for family and friends get-togethers. Westportadventure.ie.
Friday morning, it's the 20th of December. Hello there, a very good morning to you. You're very welcome, as always, to the programme. It is Tommy Maron, the OSA studio here on Midwest, until 11, cold and dark out there this morning. But thankfully, no overnight frost, which is good news. And I think the weather's going to be fairly topsy-turvy for the weekend. We'll be going to Met Aaron shortly to give you the weekend weather forecast and indeed the weather right up to the run-in to Christmas Day and beyond. Do stay with us, please, if you can. Lots of lively debate, some good music and lots of in-studio guests after 10 o'clock. If you're still searching for that special gift for the bookworm in your life, we're going to be joined by Catherine and David, the Brennans, from the Castle Bookshop, Main Street in Castlebar, and also home of mayobooks.ie. They have arrived with loads and loads of interesting books that they are stocking presently and would make an ideal Christmas stocking filler for the lover of books in your life. There's lots of fundraising events going on. We'll be telling you about those. Also, a rise in nursing home complaints. Do you have somebody, a loved one in a nursing home? And if you're not happy with the standard of care that they're getting, what can you do? Well, Magella Beatty is going to join us from an organisation called Care Champion. And she'll be telling us exactly what they do for advocating for residents in nursing homes and their families who simply aren't happy with the standard of service. We're also going to be dealing with grief and with mental health issues around Christmas. We've got two experts to tell us more. That and a lot more on the programme today, so do stay with us. If you live in the Charlestown or surrounding areas and you have students in primary school, you might support the third year Feroiga Primary School Christmas Party. It's on Sunday evening in Charlestown, starting at 5, running until 7 at the CBD complex there in Charlestown. There's going to be face painting, a Santa's grotto, Christmas jumper competition, games and more. The entry fee is a mere €5 per child. So don't miss the chance to create cherished memories while supporting a great local initiative by Feroiga. So that's Sunday evening in the complex in Charlestown, starting at 5, finishing at 7. I also want to wish the best of luck to the Rooski Doocastle community organisers of the Christmas party. It's on tonight in Benson's Pub, starting at 7:30. They're going to have food, raffles, music and Christmas cheer, with all the proceeds going to the Cancer Support Centre in Tubbercurry. So that's Benson's Pub, their Christmas party tonight, organised by the Rooski Doocastle community, and it starts at 7:30 until late. Now, I want to head to Gannon's Chemicals. That's in Ballandine. And the reason I'm going there is because I want to say hello to a very special lady who is retiring from Gannon's Chemicals after 40 years of dedicated service. And her name is Freddie Goggins. Good morning, Freddie. We got lots of requests in already for you to wish you a happy retirement. I know you've worked so hard through the years. Great dedication. And we got a special request in for you from Larry, because Larry is your husband. And he thinks the world of you, Freddie, and he wants to wish you a happy retirement, and he promises that you'll never have to make another cup of tea. He'll always have your pyjamas warmed at night time, and he will be there first thing in the morning to greet you with a smile and a cup of tea and toast on a tray. That's all a lie, by the way. Anyway, congratulations to Freddie on your retirement today from your husband, Larry. And we also got another mention in for you today, Freddie, on your retirement. I know you loved working in Gannon Chemicals, and I know they loved having you there. But it's a new chapter. Mum, this one says, enjoy every second of retirement. You deserve it. And that's from your children, Noel, Rob, Millie and Ryan. Okay, they all want to wish you the very best on your retirement. So if you know Freddie Goggins and you know that she's been working in Gannon Chemicals in Ballandine for the last 40 years and you meet her over the weekend, do wish her a very happy retirement. Well done, Freddie. You deserve pampering galore, and it's going to happen, trust me. Tommy, would you please wish our daughter, Melanie Munro, and her boyfriend, Evan McCarthy, in Australia, all the very best for Christmas. They're on holidays in Thailand at the moment. So hello to Melanie and Evan. Hope you're having a good time over there. And also, it's a happy birthday, 19th birthday to our daughter, Regan Munro. So all kinds of celebrations going on there. And it's all the very best from Mum and Dad and all the gang in Kilmaine. So from Kilmaine to Australia, for Evan and Melanie, a happy Christmas, and also happy birthday to Regan, who is 19 today and no doubt looking forward to a great weekend. Good morning to all the crew at the Mal Boutique in Westport. Every year they decorate the old Imperial Hotel there, right beside the Mal Boutique on the Mall in Westport, and they raise funds for the Gina Herity Haiti Fund. And they've done it again this year, and boy, have they done it in style. I'm looking at photographs. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, the crew at the Mal Boutique asked me to mention that this evening at 5 o'clock, Christmas carols at the Mall. Okay, all proceeds going to the Gina Herity Haiti Fund. So if you're shopping in Westport today, 5 o'clock at the Mall, be there and enjoy some great Christmas carols and a worthy fundraiser for the Gina Herity Haiti Fund. Let's give you the update on the traffic now.
Midwest Radio Traffic and Travel with Boss Aaron. Use a TFI Leap card and save on your fare. For more information, visit bossaaron.ie.
We're going to start in Mayo today. Now, an incident has occurred on Tucker Street in Castlebar in the early hours of this morning. Now, Tucker Street is currently closed to traffic. We've been in touch with the Gardaí, and they say they expect Tucker Street to remain closed until at least lunchtime today. So if you're travelling into Castlebar, avoid the Tucker Street area because it is closed for the next number of hours. We're also getting reports of a tree down on the pontoon to Cross Maliner Road between Pontoon and Massbrook. They're in the townland of Derrybawn, or very close to Derrybawn. It's covering just over half the road. Now, even though the road is passable with care, try and avoid that area if you can. That's the pontoon to Cross Maliner Road there between, close to Derrybawn. That tree is down and is causing delays to traffic there. Elsewhere across Mayo, very busy inbound on the Sligo Road and Foxford Road into Ballina this morning. Busier than usual, which means it's very busy. All the other routes, though, in Mayo moving fairly well across Roscommon Town, Castlereagh, Boyle, French Park. No delays are reported. Sligo Town traffic busy in all directions inbound this morning, particularly busy on the Pierce Road. Tubbercurry, Ballymote and West Sligo areas reporting no delays to traffic currently. In Galway, watch out for delays on the Headford Road inbound into City Centre. It's also busy inbound from Clare Galway to City Centre. Park and Ride is up and running at Ballybrit. You can park your car at Ballybrit Racetrack and for €1 get a bus right into the centre of town. And those buses are moving in both directions from Ballybrit to the city centre and vice versa every 15 minutes. So that would certainly curtail stress in your life if you can take the bus into town if you're going into Galway doing a bit of shopping. Elsewhere in Galway, Tuam, Dunmore traffic, no delays are reported there this morning. And that, as always, thanks to Bus Aaron, is your traffic update. If you're on the roads today, please, please be careful.
Midwest Radio Traffic and Travel with Bus Aaron. Use a TFI Leap card and save on your fare. For more information, visit busaaron.ie.
Good morning, Breege Heenahan in Part 3. Good morning, Breege. A very special birthday today. It has one of those naughty zeros at the end of it. Anyway, congratulations. Have a lovely birthday, Breege. And that comes in with love from all your family and all your friends. Hope you have a great day today. Tommy, would you please give a little mention to the carol singers who are going to be singing at Tesco in Headford tomorrow between 12:30 and 2. Your support would be greatly appreciated because all funds are, going to the Glencorrib Kilroe Community Development Group. So if you're in Headford tomorrow, they're at Tesco between 12:30 and 2. You'll get into the spirit of Christmas with those wonderful carol singers. Now, what is the weather going to be like for the weekend? That's the next question. The only one who can answer that for us is Rebecca Cantwell, who joins us from Met Aaron this morning. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Tommy. Good morning.
Good morning to you, yeah, too. A little bit overcast, and I think we're in for a fairly blustery weekend, are we?
That's right. But first, today isn't going to be a bad day. So this morning's rain, that's clearing away eastwards. And so for the rest of today anyway, we're just going to see some sunshine and showers, and they'll become very isolated then by the evening. Highest temperatures of 8 or 9 degrees today. So that's about average for the time of year. But as you say, it's going to get wet again then tonight as rain and drizzle move in from the west. But that's going to clear away to showers tomorrow morning. Temperatures just getting down to between 4 and 8 degrees tonight, but those winds picking up strong and gusty. So we have a yellow level wind warning out. So that's going to come into effect in the early hours of Saturday morning for the Atlantic coastal counties. And this is going to last until Sunday evening. So as you say, a fairly windy weekend as a whole, because we have a prolonged period of strong and gusty westerly winds that are going to veer northwesterly. And they're also going to be coupled with some large coastal waves. So the main impacts are going to be felt near the coast with wave overtopping and spray, as well as some difficult travelling conditions. So the main message there is just to keep up to date with the forecast in case any of those warnings change or get updated or anything. So just a fairly windy weekend. Otherwise, there'll just be blustery showers for Saturday night and Sunday. Now, some of those could be heavy and maybe wintry with a mix of some rain, sleet and possibly snow as well in the mix.
Okay, did you just say snow?
I did, but snow showers okay. Rather than snow.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
And running into Christmas Day, I think it's going to be fairly mild.
That's right. Things take a change. We'll get all the wind and the bits of snow out of the way for the weekend, and then it's turning nice and mild for next week. So for Christmas Day, it's looking like it's just going to be mild, bit cloudy, and just little bits of rain and drizzle around, but mainly a fairly dry picture.
Benign, isn't that the word you kind of use in Met Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah, benign.
Exactly.
Great. All right. That's look, that is brilliant. Thank you so much, not just for today, Rebecca, and all your colleagues, but thank you so much for coming on every Friday morning to give us the weekend and the five-day weather forecast. We appreciate it
not
very much.
Not a bother.
So merry,
thanks a million.
Merry Christmas.
And you too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye-bye. That's Rebecca Cantwell joining us from Met Air and Met.ie for a seven-day forecast. It's 9:15.
Midwest Radio Time Check with Rochford Motors Opel Ballyhaunas. The place for your new 251 Opel Corsa, Maka or Astra right now with great trade-in boosters and offers across the 251 range. RochfordMotorsOpel.ie.
Hello, hello, Kevin Brady from Clun Keen, Cara Holly in Westport. It's a special birthday today, Kevin. Happy birthday. Enjoy it. And it comes in with love from Martin, Caroline and Pauline. Hope you have a great day. Now, hold on a second. It's just after saying, I just realised it's your birthday tomorrow. So it's Kevin Brady, Clun Keen, Cara Holly, Westport. Special birthday tomorrow, Kevin. So they're getting in early to wish you all the very best today. Would you keep your eyes open this morning, please, if you're living in the Ballinaboy, Bangor area. There's a doggy missing. It's a lovely little dog. His name is Rex. And he's a very tame dog, missing somewhere between Ballinaboy to Bangor. And it's missing since 6 o'clock yesterday evening. Now, I don't have any more details of what kind of a dog that Rex is. So if the owners of that dog just want to send me in a little bit of more of a description. But if you do see a straying dog somewhere in the Ballinaboy Bangor area, you might give us a call here, please, to Midwest. Good morning also. It says, thank you to all at Midwest for all the requests. Just a couple this morning to finish the year. Kevin Brady, Westport, celebrating his birthday tomorrow. Wish him a great day. Kevin, that's to you this time from Carmel and Liam. With love and best wishes to you today. We have two tickets for sale for the disco in Julian's this Sunday night. I don't know if that's a sold-out event or not, but if you want to go and you're looking for tickets, best thing to do is give us a quick call here if you can. And Knockmore Foxford Boxing Club asked me to mention a free disco party, which is on this Sunday in Foxford Sports and Leisure Centre from 2 to 5. Santa Claus, busy and all as he is going to arrive in his sleigh at 3, and they're going to meet all the children there in his grotto at 3:15, right through to 5. You can have your picture taken alongside, courtesy of local photographer Aaron Gallagher. Luke Armstrong's the DJ, better known as DJ LA. Sounds very posh. And there's going to be various activities like a penalty shootout. They have basketball shootouts, skipping competitions, and a wide selection of other games planned for what should be a great event. And there's also going to be a free raffle. So it's a great family day, Sunday, 2 to 5 at Foxford Sports and Leisure, organised by the Knockmore Foxford Boxing Club. That sounds like it's going to be real fun. Okay, lots to talk about, but also a little bit of music to whet the appetite for the season that's in it. Here's our good friend, Mark Roberts. He's very astute because he knows it's Christmas time.
Everyone's counting the hours, the minutes for Christmas Day to arrive. The glory of heaven on earth at Christmas time. Sleigh bells and snowflakes, frost on the window, children with love in their eyes. The most wonderful time of the year, it's Christmas time. And all through the year we have waited through summer. Just to hear jingle bells ring the message they tell that the Savior is coming. Rejoice and be glad. Chestnuts are roasting, carolers singing, the star in the sky shines divine, and Santa is well on his way. It's Christmas time. And all through the year we have waited through summer and fall, just to hear jingle bells ring the message they tell that the Savior is coming. rejoice and be glad. Everyone's counting the hours, the minutes, for Christmas Day to arrive. Christmas time, oh, Christmas time, it's Christmas time.
Mark Roberts, our own. There he is with It's Christmas Time. Beautiful Christmas track that, isn't it, from Mark? Now, Fiona's been in touch to wish the fabulous Rockin' Roses Cancer Survivors Choir, under the direction of the wonderful Louise Killeen, all the very best as they sing Christmas songs at Ireland West Airport in Knock, raising vital funds for Rock Rose House. So the very best of luck. Is that today, Fiona? I presume it is, for people arriving home for Christmas at our airport. So well done. I know they did that last year as well. They're a great bunch. The Rockin' Roses Cancer Support, Cancer Survivors, and the choir are absolutely amazing. And it just adds great atmosphere in the terminal building of Ireland West Airport. Well done, girls. And a few lads in there, I think, as well. In a moment, if you are somebody who's maybe not looking forward to Christmas that much or find Christmas a challenge, you'll be very interested in what our next two guests have to say.
The Tommy Maron Show on Midwest Radio with Westport Adventure at Westport Estate. Brace yourself for an action-packed adventure with zip lines, aerial trekking, Ireland's largest net park and more. Westportadventure.ie, where annual membership is ideal this Christmas.
While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
Dad, Dad, what are you asking Santa for this year?
Oh, the usual, a 3-pack of underpants and a pair of slippers.
Really, Dad?
No, tickets see Pat and Faye Short and Knuckle Down at the Royal Theatre Castlebar Saturday the 25th of January.
Tickets €30. Additional charges may apply.
Or maybe a train set.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hi, James here from Lois Pharmacies. It's coming up to Christmas. We're going to be eating lots of food and drink. Let's keep our livers healthy and strong with Benevit's Liver Bend, a combination of natural ingredients to help detoxify and promote a healthier liver. It contains activated charcoal to help relieve gas and bloating, dandelion to help improve digestion. It also contains nettle leaf extract and milk thistle. Take 2 capsules every evening for the next 2 months and see the difference. Call into any of the Molloy stores or visit us on molloyspharmacy.com.
Loftus Skip Hire, a leader in waste management. We deliver skips from 4 yards up to 60 yards, serving all of Connaught. So whether it's time for that house clean out or any construction jobs, remember Loftus Skip Hire is the one to call. 096-32500. That's Loftus Skip Hire on 096-32500 for a prompt delivery.
Confidential shredding and bin washing also available.
Following their huge successful European tour, Take It to the Limit, a celebration of the Eagles, makes a welcome return to the Royal Theatre Castlebar on Saturday, January 11th. Enjoy all the hits of the Eagles performed by the best ever Eagles tribute act, Take It to the Limit, in the Royal Theatre Castlebar, January 11th. Tickets now on sale.
This Christmas, visit Annam Pharmacy Enniscrone for festive gifts to vitamins, skincare and everything in between. We have something for everyone. Let us help you spread some holiday wellness. Merry Christmas from Annam Pharmacy Enniscrone, where your health is our priority.
Are you searching for the ideal Christmas gift for your loved ones? The Lodge at Ashford Castle is the perfect gift idea. There's something for everyone, with a choice of monetary, overnight stay or dining vouchers. To book, please visit our website, thelodgeac.com, or call us on 094 954 5400.
Hi, Vanita here from Bow Bingo. We're running our Christmas Bingo Bonanza with prize funds of €15,000. Buy your bingo books online at bow.ie or play here in the hall from 8 p.m. each Sunday night.
Hello, this is Councillor Annie Mary. I would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year. Thank you so much for the support shown to me this year, and I look forward to serving you in the next term.
The Longest Night, a gathering of comfort and hope, will take place in the Apparition Chapel at Knock Shrine on Saturday evening, December 21st at 8:30pm. See knockshrine.ie for more details.
Win one of five golden nugget prizes with your Homeland Rewards card. With over €5,000 in prizes to be won, scan your Homeland Rewards card when purchasing Homefire Supertherm Smokeless Fuel in-store at your local Homeland or online at homeland.ie. Terms and conditions apply. One winner will be selected per month, with two selected in December. For full terms and conditions, visit homeland.ie.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift? Tickets and gift vouchers from TF Royal Castle Bar are ideal. Treat your loved ones to top shows like Lord of the Dance, Jimmy Carr, Mary Black, Smokey, Deirdre O'Kane, Taylor Fever, Joanne McNally and so much more.
TF Royal Castle Bar. Tickets and gift vouchers available at tfroyal.ie.
The Tommy Maron Show, with the all-year-round annual membership from Westport Adventure at Westport Estate. Mayo's newest ultimate outdoor adventure park with zip lines, aerial trekking, Ireland's largest net park and more. See westportadventure.ie.
Now, I was contacted by Jonathan Caulfield. Good morning, Jonathan. Just asked me to give a little mention to the 5K Hope Rose Walk, which is going to happen at Julian's in Midfield in Swinford on Friday of next week, the 27th of December. It starts at 12 noon and all funds will go to Crumlin Children's Hospital. So hopefully lots of people will show up there. And thanks to Jonathan and Sandra, the Caulfields, for letting us know about that. And I know that people get confused about days around Christmas. Christmas Day is next Wednesday. And then that walk is going to be on Friday, so 2 days after Christmas, December 27th, 12 noon at Julian's in Midfield. Okay, Christmas is coming, and for most people out there, it's a great time to reunite with family and friends, take a little breather from the conveyor of pressure of life and so on. But for lots of people out there, for various reasons, Christmas can be very difficult. I was telling you about the Reverend Alex Morahan from the Church of Ireland in Ballina. Every year he organises what he calls Blue Christmas Service, and it's for people who are struggling with Christmas and who don't particularly look forward to it for various reasons, to come along to the Church of Ireland to a special service. It's open to people of all religions and none. And it's just a time of reflection to kind of, I suppose, make and mark that there are people out there who have no interest or who have no time for Christmas for various reasons, whether it's to do with a death, a family fallout, an illness, maybe financial woes, whatever the case might be. So that's on tomorrow night in the Church of Ireland Church, St. Michael's Church in Ballina, and it starts at 8 o'clock. And I would just say to people in the Ballina area who are feeling a little bit down in the run-up to Christmas, this definitely will give you a little bit of a G-up. And it leads me nicely into my next guests on the programme today, because I want to talk to you about how you're going to deal with the challenges of grief and mental health over the coming 2 or 3 weeks. Because all around you, there may be people who are buzzing with excitement and happiness, but within yourself, you are finding it hard to cope and you're struggling. But there is help out there. I'm joined, first of all, by Catherine Tierney, who's a bereavement clinical manager with the Irish Hospice Foundation. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. You're going to talk to us about dealing with grief, because everybody deals with grief in a completely different way.
That's right. You know, for some people, there's sort of different styles of grieving. So for some people, they really need to talk about their grief, their loved ones. They need to cry. They need to remember. And for some other people, they're really not comfortable with that. You know, they tend to be the people who might cry in private, and they kind of want to channel all that grief into something. You know, they'll pour themselves into work or a project or fundraising. So it's helpful to know, especially for couples or families, that there are different ways of grieving. People grieve in different ways, and it's different for everybody, because for one person it might be even harder because they've had other losses in the past that they never dealt with. So it's just good to be, you know, take yourself easy, take each other easy, and go gently with each other, especially at Christmas, because it's such an emotional time.
Are there things, Catherine, that we shouldn't say around this time of year to somebody that we know is struggling with grief?
I think it's more about what you should say. I think the worst thing is to you know, pass over to the other side of the street or duck behind the, you know, the aisle in Super Value or wherever you are. The worst thing is to avoid a person who's grieving, because they're already grieving and they're already hurting. So if you want to just keep it simple and you don't know what to say, it's just to say, look, I'm so sorry, how are you doing? That's all. Keep it so simple. But whatever you do, don't avoid, don't say nothing, don't pretend. You know, even on Christmas Day, it's nice to talk about the person who's died, even if it upsets somebody, because upset is part of it. Grieving is an active process, and you kind of have to go through the pain of it, you know, to come out the other side. So that's sort of, I guess, a simple tip.
Yeah, I know also you'd be a great supporter of finding ways of remembering the person, and things even like speaking to the person silently or out loud, visiting the grave or a place that was special to them is something that is of great consolation to some.
It is. It's a great comfort. And again, even lighting a candle at the, you know, on the dinner, you know, the Christmas day, lighting a little candle for the person, or if they were really into a swim or a walk in the forest, maybe doing something like that to honour them. And even as a family, you might think about what would, you know, mom or dad or loved one love us to do today just in their honour. So it's a lovely way. It's called continuing bonds, but it's a lovely way to sort of feel connected and stay connected. And as you say, Tommy, there's a real comfort in it.
Yeah. Last Sunday on a programme we run here every Sunday morning called Faith Alive, my broadcast colleague Monica Morley spoke to a lady called Irene Tiernan, who's from Foxford. And Irene spoke to Monica about losing her brother, Michael, 2 years ago, and how she is feeling it really hard heading into Christmas without him. And she thought to herself, well, is there anything that I could do to try and ease the grief and maybe the grief of others? So she's come up with an idea of a short walk, which is happening tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in a place called Drummond Wood, which is between Foxford and Pontoon. And she's asking people who are struggling with grief to come along to do this walk, where you can walk along, stroll along, talk or be silent, just to remember your loved ones. And it's going to conclude, it's a very short walk, it's going to conclude with a cup of tea and a short reflection at the lake close to Drummond Wood. That's tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. To me, that's a lovely idea and a great way for her to remember Michael in a special way.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it also gets people out with other people. They're in nature. They know they're not alone. You know, there's so many people grieving. And one of the things you said, Tommy, for that lady Irene, sometimes the second year can be the hardest, because the first year there's so much going on, the shock and the adjustment and, you know, well, the will and the probate, and if there's fallout in the family, because sometimes there is, you know, there are lots of families out there where there's conflict after a death. So sometimes the second year is even harder. And for other people where a loved one died around this time, it can be difficult every Christmas because there's such an association with it. So it's just, I love that idea of what Irene has done. What a brilliant idea.
Nice. It's 11 o'clock, listeners, tomorrow morning in Drummond Wood, which is between Foxford and Pontoon. If you could stay with us, Catherine, I'd appreciate it. I'm also joined
by... Can I just say one quick thing, Tommy, just to say that there is support out there. If anybody does want support over Christmas, there's a free phone line. It's open now. It's open from 10 o'clock actually until 1 o'clock. And just if people could take a note of it, it's 1-800-80-70-77, 1-800-80-70-77. But it's a support line that's staffed by people who understand the grieving journey and they understand what you're going through. So it's free, 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and people can ring it Monday to Friday.
Okay.
Thanks, Tommy.
Not at all. Thank you for joining us very much, Catherine. To talk about grief at Christmas. We're also joined by Linda Duffy, licensed rapid transformational therapist, about dealing with mental health around Christmas time. This can be a very sensitive subject, Linda, obviously, for both the person who's got the mental health issues, but also their families, because they just simply don't know how to react or what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. And I think the first thing is to acknowledge is Christmas, for some people, is not the merriest time of year, and it's okay to feel how you're feeling and to acknowledge that you're not the only one that's maybe not feeling festive or not feeling your best self. But equally, what you said there in terms of being supportive to people maybe who are suffering with their mental health, exactly maybe what Catherine said earlier, is just to keep it simple. Keep it basic. Ask somebody how are they feeling and actually listen to what they have to say, you know. So just be open, be supportive, and be that listening ear. It's not about always giving advice. It's just being somebody for them to be able to maybe vent to or offload how they're feeling and just be a supportive ear for them.
Yeah, I suppose the difference between coping with grief at this time of year versus coping with mental health is that most people around you will know that you are grieving if you've lost a loved one, whereas there could be a lot of people out there who are hiding their mental health.
Yeah, and look, it's something that a lot of people are very good at. You know, a smile can hide a lot of discomfort or misery as such. So it's just maybe sometimes being aware of the signs and symptoms, particularly if it's people maybe that are close to you. You know, you can often notice signs. Maybe they're withdrawing more than they usually would. Maybe they're maybe they're drinking more. Maybe they are losing weight. Maybe they're just a bit more irritable than usual. So there's little signs that you can look out for if you notice that they're just not, I suppose, if they're just not being their usual self, and just to kind of pick up also on those signs. And again, like, you know, just ask them, is everything okay? And not necessarily kind of be too intrusive, but sometimes when we're vulnerable ourselves, it helps someone else to be vulnerable. So it's okay to say, you know, sometimes you might say like, God, like I'm not really enjoying this Christmas, or I feel lonely, or things like that. Like, that'll help somebody kind of, you know, feel safe to open up to themselves and say maybe, yeah, like I feel really lonely, or I feel really anxious, or I feel a lot of pressure during this time of year, because, you know, Christmas can be quite stressful and quite pressurized for a lot of people, whether that's maybe social comparisons or financial, or just, you know, this expectation that Christmas needs to be a perfect family time, when in reality for a lot of people that's just not how it is.
Yeah. What about giving the person space if they've asked for it? Because nobody likes to be left on their own. But if, you know, if somebody has a brother, sister, you know, an associate, a member of the family who says, look, I'm just not up to going for Christmas dinner in your house. I prefer to just stay on my own. Should they be given that privilege of celebrating on their own if that's what they want to do?
Yeah, look, I think so. For a lot of people, sometimes being on their own is how they manage in the best way for them. So if that's what they've asked for, I think it's important to appreciate and support them in that way. That also, you know, means that, you know, if they want to spend time in the moment, that's okay. But you can equally, like, check in on them, you know, checking them a few times, whether that's a phone call or just dropping by or just a text message or a WhatsApp message, just say, just thinking about you, if there's anything that you need, just let me know. So it's giving them that time to be on their own, to maybe cope in the best way that they can, but also reassuring them that I'm still here and you can reach out at any time, day or night, and I'm still here to listen if you need me.
Finally, I suppose one of the concerns that families would have is, will there be, you know, emergency services available for people, you know, phone lines to ring if they need to talk to somebody?
Yeah, and there will. So the main kind of ones that I would recommend would be the likes of Aware, PETA, Samaritans, Childline, and even, you know, mental health professionals like myself. A lot of us are actually working over the Christmas period, so don't be afraid to reach out for support. And support can kind of come in many shapes or forms. So even if you don't maybe want to reach out to one of those organisations, just be mindful of maybe even in your own community, what kind of support networks are there. Maybe there's some volunteer organisations that you can get involved doing, and that'll just help you maybe feel connected and you won't feel so isolated, and it's good to connect with other people during this time of year as well.
Yeah, communication seems to be the key, with irrespective of what the situation is for people who are finding it hard to cope around this time of year. Thanks for those wonderful words of advice, Linda. You and yours, happy Christmas. It's been a busy year for you, hasn't it?
It has been a busy year, and that, probably that's actually another thing to kind of maybe remind people of. It's, we're very good at kind of looking at all the things that didn't go well or that didn't happen for us. But I think particularly kind of towards the end of the year and Christmas time, it's really important to look at all the things that did go well and all the little wins that we had throughout the year. So reach into that kind of sense of gratitude, and that'll help with your mental health as well.
Thank you very much, Linda. Linda Duffy.
Merry Christmas. Us.
And to you. Thank you very much. And again, thank you, Catherine Tierney, bereavement clinical manager with the Irish Hospice Foundation. And just let me give you that number again. Today, anytime from 10, I think it's 10 to 2 or 10 to 1, 1-800-80-70-77. That's 1-800-80-70-77. If you're finding it hard to cope due to a bereavement at this time, or grief, that is the number you can call. So thanks again to Catherine and Linda. Appreciate that very, very much. Somebody sent me in this the other day. I think it was Jimmy. And this was, I've read this on the program before. It's a poem written by the late Spike Milligan. And we all know the great sense of humour that Spike Milligan had. Not everybody liked his sense of humour, but he certainly put a smile on a lot of people's faces. And a number of years ago, he was thinking about the whole area of smiling and what a smile can actually do for a person. And he wrote this very short little poem, which is called Smile. And it goes as follows. Smiling is infectious. You catch it like the flu. When someone smiled at me today, I started smiling too. I walked around the corner and someone saw me grin. When he smiled, I realized I'd passed it on to him. I thought about the smile and then realized its worth. A single smile like mine could travel round the earth. So if you feel a smile begin, don't leave it undetected. Start an epidemic and get the world infected.
The Tommy Maron Show, with the all-year-round annual membership from Westport Adventure at Westport Estate. Mayo's newest ultimate outdoor adventure park with zip lines, aerial trekking, Ireland's largest net park and more. See westportadventure.ie.
It's not just that Sammy has had his world torn apart by the conflict. It's not just that he has lost everyone that he ever loved. And it's not just that Sammy is only 7 years old. Right now, children are being forced to live through unimaginable horrors in Gaza and around the world. And it's not just. This Christmas, your help could make all the difference. Visit trocra.org or call 1-800-408-408. Trocra. Together for a just world.
Hi, Eamon O'Malley here from Harrington Concrete Inquiries, your number one supplier of septic tanks, wastewater treatment tanks and tertiary systems. On behalf of Harrington Concrete Inquiries, we would like to wish all our customers, family and friends a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. Harrington Concrete Inquiries, your number one supplier, delivery nationwide.
Visit Galway City hassle-free with the Christmas Park and Ride from Ballybrit Racecourse to the city centre every 15 minutes. Adults €1 each way. Pensioners and accompanied children free. The service operates every day until December the 24th. For more information, see galwaycity.ie or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Need some home improvements, a new car, or just a personal loan? Ballina Credit Union is your first stop for competitive loan rates and a personalised service. Find out more by visiting ballinacu.ie or call in.
Loans are subject to approval. Terms and conditions apply. If you do not meet the repayments, your loans may go into arrears. This may affect your credit rating. Ballina Credit Union is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
John here from Greensmanswear and JG Sports and Homeware in Claremorris. Call in store for that ideal Christmas gift. Gift vouchers available. Open Sundays till Christmas. Wishing all our customers a very happy Christmas and New Year from all here at Greensmanswear and JG Sports in Claremorris.
Visit Santa at Mayo Leisure Point this weekend. Includes voucher for Noki's Adventureland and a gift. All bookings on mayoleisurepoint.ie.
I'm will to be geary dull conchina yainav with the chwyd a dachas ac nil tu cinta cod bacart dda di yainav. Cybe mean a tha agat tha nis mo na mila negeid corsa ag MSLETB la rawn u os tu. Thaw fshu dda tha ag tosu amach ag curlen a gwyd skillina. Nu a tog a dearach sa tóir ar ahrú gorma, tá rauer ar fáil de gach duine. Té a dagáil linn ag www.mseletb.ie. Nu cur saor gléach orainn ag haon hocht nod nod caid caid.
Octavia, Fabia, Scala, Superb, Kamiq, Karoq, Enyaq, Kodiaq, petrol, diesel, plug-in hybrid, electric, HVO. So much choice, not that much time. Whatever 251 Skoda you choose, you should order it now. Because even though we have a wide range, they're selling fast. See what stock is left at skoda.ie and order yours today.
Skoda.
Call into Monaghan and Sons Castlebar to order your 251 Skoda today.
At Harvey Norman, we've got Christmas wrapped up with gifts they'll really love, like the TCL 43-inch V-Series Ultra HD Android TV with stunning 4K resolution, perfect for the movie lover or sports fan, for $349. Or gift the stylish Shark FlexStyle 5-in-1 Air Styler and Hairdryer Set, featuring versatile attachments for effortless drying, curling and straightening, for $329. And with our best price guarantee, you won't pay more for your gifts. Christmas wrapped up with Harvey Norman.
Midwest Radio.
Join Paul and Jerry on this Friday's Mid-Morning Show as we take off in the Ireland West Airport satellite cruiser, where we'll be broadcasting live from Baker 51, the brand new cafe by O'Hara's of Oxford. Tune in this Friday from Market Lane, Ballina, for a day full of excitement and surprises. Meet the O'Hara family, sample their delicious new range of freshly baked treats, and don't miss out on our amazing giveaways, including hampers and vouchers. That's the perfect Friday destination. Baker 51 at Market Lane, Ballina, and right here on Midwest Radio.
The Tommy Maron Show on Midwest Radio with Westport Adventure at Westport Estate. Brace yourself for an action-packed adventure with zip lines, aerial trekking, Ireland's largest net park and more. Westportadventure.ie, where annual membership is ideal this Christmas.
We did get a few queries from people wondering if that walk, which is on tomorrow at Drummond Wood, would be suitable for people in wheelchairs. I don't actually know if that is the case or not, but I'll put a call through to Monica Morley and see if that's the case. It may not be, but we will double check that in due course. Just quickly, a few quick mentions. A birthday today for a lady in Kilchumoe. That is Deirdre Cleary. Good morning, Deirdre. Have a wonderful birthday today. Lots of love from Seamus, Emmett, Barry, Kian and Shona. They want to wish you well, Deirdre. So congratulations and well done. Also, hello to Terence Godwin, who's eating the full Irish here in Tucker's in Westport. No better place. Good morning. And a shout out to you, Terence. And all the very best to you. The morning after the Castle Court staff party, I see. And he's having his breakfast at 9:45 in the morning. You're some man for one man, Terence. So good luck to you and a very, very happy Christmas. Enjoy your day. Happy birthday also, Joseph Preston. Joseph lives in Ballinslava in Knockmore, just outside Ballina. Joseph, congratulations. 9 years of age today, and all the Holmes family in Ballinslava. I want to wish you, Joseph, the very, very best on your birthday today, especially your granny Bridie and your granddad Tony. They say you're just absolutely amazing. So congratulations and well done. Now, if you are somebody who has a loved one in a care home, whether it's a public or a private nursing home or a care home, are you happy with the standard of care that your loved one is getting? Do they, for example, complain about things like maybe cold food or not getting the kind of food they like? Or maybe the staff not being sympathetic to them, or maybe been charged higher fees than was originally agreed when the loved one entered that nursing home. Well, there is an organisation which, to be honest with you, I'd never heard of until yesterday, called Care Champions. It's a family-run advocacy group, and it's for people who need care support in our community, but they also campaign for residents and their families in care homes because they do believe that people's human rights must be restored to them. And last year, the Patients Advocacy Service said they received almost 200 requests for advocacy, especially around nursing home care. And that was an increase of 150% on the previous year. So there's a lot of stuff to be teased through in all of this. I'm joined by Magella Beattie from the Care Champions Group. Thanks for joining us, Magella. Good morning. Okay, Magella is not there for some strange reason. She was there just a few moments ago, but it's now suddenly disappeared. So I'll tell you what, we'll get Magella back on the line in just a few seconds. And while we're doing that, we'll just maybe go for a quick energy update and then we should have Magella online.
Energy saving tips on Midwest Radio with APP Caran Auctioneering Ballyhonus in Galway City. Offering personal service with set fees. Thinking of downsizing? Think APP Caran Auctioneering 094 96 30240 or caranauctioneering.com.
Make use of residual heat from your oven. Turn off the oven for the last 10 minutes of cooking time or simply leave the oven door open to heat your room. Use pots and pans that cover the whole of the size of the cooker ring. At a certain time of cooking, turn off the rings and use your residual heat to finish cooking. Use lids on pots and pans while cooking.
Your energy saving tips on Midwest Radio with APP Caran Auctioneering Ballyhonus in Galway City. Thinking of buying, selling or leasing a property? Think APP Caran Auctioneering with free property appraisal. 09496 30240.
I want to say hello to Francis Brennan. Francis is in Ballymote, of course, and called to wish us all a very happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. Many happy returns, Francis. Great, dedicated listener to Midwest. Hello to a gentleman retiring today from Hayco in Ballina. That is Martin Murphy. How you doing, Martin? We want to wish you a very, very happy retirement today. And this comes in from all your workmates. That's Martin down in Hayco in Ballina. We had a slight internet problem, but apparently that has just been solved. So I do have Magella on the line now. Magella, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm really, really well. This can be a very sensitive subject because I know a lot of care homes, both public and private, do a great job. But unfortunately, there are some who are better than others. And you've probably heard some really scary stories from either a resident in a nursing home or a family member of a resident in a nursing home that doesn't give great hope to those individuals, whether it's to do with the food, whether it's to do with the care, the charges. There's a lot of stuff happening, isn't there?
There is, and absolutely, you know, a lot of our nursing homes do great work, and, you know, it is important to say that. And, you know, and I think it's also important that, you know, when somebody has a poor experience, that they're also heard as well. And, you know, I think a lot of the issues that we're hearing around nursing homes at the moment really go back to poor staffing levels. You know, nursing homes are struggling to get staff. And this has been always a consistent issue, you know, where people might be left in bed until maybe midday because there's nobody to get them up. And then they have to go back to bed early in the day and no activities and quality of food. And the problem really, when people raise concerns, there's nowhere really to go with them. You know, HICWA doesn't deal with individual concerns. The Office of the Confidential Recipient will only take concerns from a HSE service, even though more than 80% of our residents live in private nursing homes. And then the Ombudsman won't deal with clinical concerns. And if it is a concern that the Ombudsman can deal with, you can be waiting 18 months to resolve it, which is of no addition to the person who has an issue right now. And then if there's a very serious concern around safeguarding social workers don't have a legal right to go into a private nursing home. So it leaves residents are very vulnerable when poor care or a bad experience happens. There's nowhere really to go to get it resolved.
In the first instance, would you suggest to a person listening to us right now who's either lying in a bed in a nursing home, feeling that they're not being given the proper care, or a family member who's concerned, that in the first instance, contact the home and try and set up a meeting?
Absolutely. You know, though it's important to go straight to the home first and hopefully it can be resolved at the nursing home. It's also important to report concerns to HICWA, even though they don't deal with individual concerns. It makes the inspectors aware of the types of issues that's occurring in a particular nursing home. And then if it's a HSE home, you're going to the Office of the Confidential Recipient. It's always good also to come to somebody like ourselves who will help the resident or help the family try and navigate a broken system. You know, we would always advise people, if they're not getting their concern resolved, to start putting it in writing. And often that's all it takes, you know, to get an issue resolved, because people don't like a paper trail oftentimes. So once you start writing emails and going to them, you know, if there's an issue around visiting policies, you know, you can ask to see the policy, you can ask to see what's going on. Once you kind of keep at it and make a lot of noise, you will tend to get it resolved. And even if a safeguarding social worker is saying that they can't go in, you keep going back to them, and they will have to do something. They will ring the home, and you know, they will try, and even if they're not allowed in, they will try and request the information around the concern.
Fair enough, and then hopefully have it resolved. I'm just looking at some of the comments coming in here, and loads of them have come in since you literally started talking about this subject. Some people are making the point that sometimes, you know, complaints are relative. Like, there could be one lady in a nursing home right now very happy with the standard of breakfast that they get, and a resident in the next room who isn't. So it can be a bit a la carte, can't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's great for the person who is happy with their breakfast, but the person who's not happy is entitled to not be happy and is entitled to say, well, I don't want porridge, I want cornflakes, and be able to get them the same as what... This is a person's home, you know. People who live in a nursing home, that is their home. And when you are in your own home, you like to get a decent breakfast. You like to get a cup of tea when you want it. You like to... you're paying a lot of money when you're living in a nursing home. You're entitled to get a high quality of care. And it's not the fault of the resident in the bed if the nursing home is short-staffed. It's not the fault of the resident in the bed if outside services aren't coming in. It's the fault of the system. And, you know, we can often say, you know, blame a specific facility. But I think the issues across the country is bigger than that. And I think we need to start bringing in regulation. You know, if there was legislation for care partner, for example, that we've been advocating for, where somebody is entitled to always have a loved one visit, no matter if there's a virus or an outbreak, the same as what's in other places in Europe, including Northern Ireland, that person always has access to a loved one. The same as if there's safeguarding legislation, then you have your safeguarding social worker who is able to go into a nursing home. I think if the whole area of care, which really needs to be badly looked at in this country across all sectors of care, where we tend to privatise systems and we don't put any supports in place when things aren't going wrong. You know, the expert panel was set up back during COVID and had 86 recommendations. And the reason for the expert panel was to put necessary supports in place for nursing homes, along with respecting the rights of the people who live there. Now, unfortunately, a lot of those they are not yet implemented. I think if we were to look at that, you're supporting the nursing home and then obviously you're respecting the rights of the people who live there to have and live a fulfilling and quality life. So I do think that while there's issues locally with nursing homes and maybe one or two people have an issue within a nursing home, if the proper procedures and departments were in place to resolve those, many of these issues are resolvable and everybody is happier.
Yeah. Do you get many complaints about the fact that some care homes are rising the fees without consulting the person in the home?
Yes, and you know, you would often have issues around there's a huge difference in what people would have to pay for activities, for example. So you mightn't like the activities as in a nursing home, be it, I don't know, bingo or whatever it is, and you don't partake and you still have to pay €50 or €100 a month for that activity. You would have issues around having to pay to for your medication, even though you might have a medical card, and you would have issues around having to pay for a physiotherapist or for services that people wouldn't pay for in the community, or services that people wouldn't pay for in a HSE nursing home.
All right. I suppose, look, one of the biggest issues that's coming in here is, and this is people saying we're not being racist in any way, shape or form, but so many nursing homes have so many care workers there are language barriers, let's just put it that way. And I'm sure that's something you've heard over and over again.
Absolutely. You know, we have great staff who have come from abroad to keep our health service going across the board. But absolutely, there are we need to look at communication, and that works both ways. We would have supported healthcare workers who have come to us who thought that they were going to be supported in the language before being put to work in a specific facility, and that wasn't supported. But that is a major issue. It's also an issue in home care, and it is something that needs to be addressed, to be also looked at. And, you know, I think sometimes too, if you feel that your family member is struggling with understanding somebody, say it, you know, get the person to speak slower. You know, a lot of issues people are afraid to bring up directly with the nursing home or with the staff member. And sometimes it's just a matter of just saying, sorry, I actually really don't understand you, or he or she doesn't understand you, and get them to say it a different way or slower.
Yeah, slower. Okay, look, we're way over time, but if people want to contact Care Champions, if you have somebody in a care home that you believe isn't getting the kind of treatment you expect they should be getting, what should people do to get in touch with you?
Okay, so we're on all social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can email us at carechampionsireland@gmail.com, and you can phone us on 089 4477018.
That's 089-4477-018. Okay, listen, thank you so much for joining us, Magella.
Not at all, Tommy. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate that time and happy Christmas to you and yours. That's Magella Beattie from Care Champions. So if you want to send them an email, you can do that to carechampionsireland@gmail.com or call them on 089-4477018. We've got a news update next with Alana Nolan.
Vets to get an extra €2 million for TB testing. In this week's Irish Farmers Journal, we reveal details of a new multi-million euro deal between the Department of Agriculture and vets. Pedigree Cattle Society revolts against ICBF. New boat could take over 50,000 calves next spring. Court finds meat factory that didn't pay farmer for cattle. Full analysis of €1.4 billion Kerry share deal. And don't miss our Christmas quiz with three holiday breaks to be won. All inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal.
The Ocean Sands Hotel and Spa Enniscrone is hosting its annual wedding expo on Sunday the 5th of January from 2 to 5pm. Guest speaker Jenny McCarthy will be there for expert wedding advice. Enjoy live music, entertainment and meet the industry's finest wedding service providers. Sample delicious food from executive chef Marcin and start planning your dream wedding by the sea at the Ocean Sands Hotel and Spa.
An ideal Christmas gift is a Paul Claffey Tours music voucher for the Paul Claffey Tours trips to Spain, Portugal, Killarney and Cavan. Call 09496310 or visit paulclaffeytours.ie.
At Hidden Hearing right now, get up to €2,000 off state-of-the-art hearing.